Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, 2 years after all-time great Prince passed away, a court rules on the cause of death. Good news, your credit score might be going up. We'll tell you why. And the New York Yankees rallied to support a little girl who's been getting bullied at school. But first, the recent emergency on a Southwest plane highlights a growing problem on flights. When a window broke due to an engine explosion, passengers posted video and photos of themselves wearing oxygen masks the wrong way. Former flight attendant Bobby Lori pointed out the mistake in a tweet. The masks are to be placed over the nose as well as the mouth. That information is in every safety demo before every flight all over the world. But as the Southwest incident shows, most people ignore them. Another former flight attendant says of the demonstration, it just becomes almost robotic when you memorize it. Other flight attendants have taken to social media, urging passengers to pay attention to the demonstrations. The masks prevent hypoxia, where bodily functions shut down due to a lack of oxygen. Experts point out each plane has different equipment and procedures for emergencies and evacuations, which is why those demonstrations are so important. The nationwide manhunt for a grandmother accused of killing her husband and then killing another woman to steal her identity is over. 56-year-old Lois Reese was captured and arrested by authorities in Texas. She was wanted for murder, grand theft, and criminal use of personal ID. And Time Magazine released their 100 most influential people of 2018. Here are a few of the famous faces on the list. This year marks the youngest list ever, with 45 of the 100 under the age of 40. A group of outspoken survivors of the Parkland shooting was named, and Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown is the youngest on the list at 14. Now watch as this MMA announcer accidentally calls the wrong winner.
David, Elijah Young Snipes Terrell.
And then he had to take it back again, and the winner was actually the guy he named in the first place. You just know Steve Harvey is somewhere laughing right now.
All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Petalides. Nicole, I am hearing big things about a new way to pay for gas.
That's right, Richard. Chevy is launching a new payment system that will let drivers pay for gas from their cars at certain Shell locations. The company is in the process of bringing this feature to Exxon locations. How does it work? By using the infotainment systems on their dashboard. Pretty useful feature if you forgot your credit card, but you'll still have to pump your own gas. Do you taste what The Rock is drinking? Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock, is launching a tequila company. It's speculated that the name of the brand could be Mana, a Polynesian word for spirit. No word yet on when it will be released. AT&T is going to launch a skinny bundle of TV channels. News of the company's planned streaming package came out while the CEO was on the witness stand in a high-profile antitrust case.
And Nicole, exactly how much will this cost?
$15 a month. Although we don't know exactly when it will be available or what channels it will include, we do know it will not include sports.
We'll keep an eye on that. Nicole, in New York, thank you. Almost 2 years to the day since Prince's April 2016 death, it has been determined by prosecutors in Minnesota that no criminal charges will be filed. Prince died of an accidental fentanyl overdose after taking counterfeit Vicodin pills that were laced with fentanyl.
The evidence demonstrates that Prince thought he was taking Vicodin and not fentanyl. Despite their extensive efforts, law enforcement was unable to determine the source of the counterfeit Vicodin laced with fentanyl. Therefore, without probable cause and no identified suspect, the Carver County Attorney's Office cannot file any criminal charges involving the death of Prince.
This marks the state's investigation as officially closed. Some of the late singer's family members have not given up. They've retained lawyers and are considering a wrongful death lawsuit.
So it's not over yet.
No.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, you have some good news about our credit scores?
Hi there, that's right, Kristen. The next time you check your credit score, it may be better than you expected. That's because credit scores are on the rise. The three major credit reporting companies have decided to remove tax liens from credit reports, resulting in higher scores, some by as much as 30 points for some consumers. The change comes after a survey by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau found problems with credit reporting. The World Health Organization and UNICEF are issuing new breastfeeding guidelines. The organizations say thousands of children could be saved every year if every baby was breastfed for the first 2 years of their lives. Breastfeeding helps protect babies from infections. It can also increase IQ as well as school readiness. And some good news if you hate, 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 go into the dentist. Researchers making a scientific breakthrough, testing a natural product that in trials has successfully repaired tooth enamel and even treated cavities. And here's the best part of all of this. It can be added to toothpaste and mouthwash, meaning someday you could be taking care of your teeth right at home. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Well, one less visit to the dentist sounds good to me. Thanks, Danielle. Now to a heartbreaking video that shows a Pennsylvania fourth grader detailing bullying she suffered at school, and it's gone viral. And it even caught the attention of the New York Yankees. 10-year-old Cassidy Slater holds up handwritten signs saying how kids pick on her at recess and try to fight her. She says the abuse has been going on for more than 3 years. The New York Yankees tweeted a message in support saying, "Hey Cassidy, we saw the video you made, and from all of us here at the New York Yankees, we want you to know that you are not alone. We have your back." But that's not all. The tweet also featured a video that showed numerous Yankee stars holding up handwritten signs with different messages for Cassidy. One of them saying they may be older and taller, but they actually look up to her. Cassidy's mom says the outpouring of support has put a smile on Cassidy's face and that the school has met with them to try and find a solution to the bullying.
It is time now for Royal Watch with the Sun. Let's check in with the legendary Arthur Edwards, the Sun's royal photographer for 40 years. He is at his home just outside London. Arthur, welcome back.
Thank you, Richard. It's great to be back.
Arthur and I were hanging out last week, Arthur. We met and had some oysters together.
We certainly did, and I met your family. What a beautiful family you've got.
Thank you very much. Arthur, I hear there may be some news on where Prince Harry and Meghan will be honeymooning.
Well, the place he loves most is Africa, the wild coast of Africa, Namibia, where you can go glamping, you know, which is camping for posh people. That's one of the things they're going to, but it's a bit of a security worry because, you know, how many soldiers will they have camping around the tent, you know, to take care of them?
It's not camping as you and I know it.
No, definitely not.
Now, Prince William may have accidentally revealed the gender of his third baby. What are you hearing on this one?
Well, he was at a football match. He's saying to fans that he'd like to call his baby Jack. And then he suddenly thought, or maybe Jackie. So everybody's starting to think that he's given the game away.
The royal family know you and like you. So will you have a special place at the hospital to photograph this baby?
Well, I've got a front row position.
I'm a big fan of technical jargon. What is the best lens to use to photograph the baby?
Oh, 200 millimetre, Richard. It's the perfect lens.
It's a classic. 200 millimetre. Arthur Edwards, thank you. An online petition is calling for the removal of apps that turn plastic surgery into a video game for kids. Many feature female cartoon figures that a player can perform virtual surgeries on, including liposuction and double eyelid surgery. Imagine you're a big fan of these games.
Yes, Kristen. Can you see the steam coming out of my ears? This is absolutely ridiculous. You know why? Because some of these apps, so many of them are targeted to kids as young as 8 years old. That is the age when kids are trying to figure out who they are and make sense of if they're okay with who they are. And so really,
there's loads of them as well. There's loads of these apps.
I mean, it's not like capitalizing on kids' insecurities.
Yeah, many of the cosmetic surgery games promote European beauty ideals.
When they're showing the double eyelid surgery, there's a caption that says, "This will make you look more beautiful."
Right, exactly. A 2017 paper published in England reported that girls who spend even 10 minutes with a makeover game feel appreciably worse about their bodies.
Yeah, there is a petition circulating with more than 120,000 signatures to try and get these kind of apps out of the app stores.
And Apple have taken theirs down, so there.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, here's something many Americans can't get through the day without doing: cursing. According to a new survey, most people curse by 11 a.m. One in four curse by 9 a.m. The study also found it's the most common way people deal with their frustrations.
Right. Yeah,
get it out.
I find swearing really satisfying. Whereas you tell them,
I don't mean to be self-righteous, but I don't swear. I never swear.
Never, not even.
So right here,
what about if you like fall over?
If I fall over, I don't know, ouch.
Like, yeah, you burn so many your things finger you
can,
on
there. There's so many great words in the dictionary that you can use to express your frustration.
Hey, ouch is not as satisfying as a proper full-throated swear word.
I feel very satisfied.
Do you?
Yes.
If you say something offensive targeted at a person, that is offensive.
Yeah.
If you ever got someone's religion, that is offensive.
Okay.
But just to say the F word out of context, it's just a noise.
It's, right?
it's just a noise. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not like
I completely
personal.
Understand what you're saying. So a couple of the reasons why people swear: financial worries, health concerns, and not getting enough sleep. There are some things you can do that aren't swearing, like listen to music,
right?
Yoga,
well,
watching
true.
TV.
Yeah, no, that makes me swear even more.
In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 4 Dallas, 150 volunteers plus legendary quarterback Troy Aikman put together cool demonstrations for 300 eighth graders to show the exciting career opportunities in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. The annual STEM in the Schoolyard event from United Way of Metropolitan Dallas hopes to encourage students to pursue these fields in the future.
They're going to look back and say, you know, that time in April in 2018, it kind of ignited something in me and created a passion.
Our next story from Fox 2 Detroit. The team at Beaumont Hospital gave 5-year-old Hudson Brown a surprise party for his last cancer treatment. Arriving in a Bumblebee Camaro with Bumblebee himself, Hudson kicked off the Transformers-themed party by ringing the end-of-treatment bell. He even got a message from Transformers star Mark Wahlberg.
You're an inspiration to everybody. God bless you.
Our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia. The neighborhood of Kensington in Philadelphia has experienced the devastation of poverty and crime. But thanks to real estate group Shift Capital, the beloved area is being revitalized through the Storefront Challenge. Designed to reactivate commercial spaces and bring community and consumer engagement back to the area, 9 applicants were selected to get free rent for a year and $10,000 in construction and startup costs for their businesses. The storefronts will be up and running this summer. WWE stars John Cena and Nikki Bella called off their engagement earlier this week after 6 years of dating. Now, a 75-page cohabitation agreement he made her sign before letting her move in is making headlines. And this thing is very interesting. I have to read you an excerpt from it.
Read it. Go.
Okay. I do not want there to be any misunderstanding regarding your presence at the home as my guest.
Presence at the home.
In the event that I ask you to vacate the home, you agree to immediately vacate the home and remove any and all items you have brought into the home as soon as possible.
It's the least romantic language conceivable, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. What about being called a guest?
It's like the contract that a landlord would have with a tenant, right?
Yes.
Which has to be formal, not words that you speak to somebody that you're in love with.
I know.
But you know what's interesting is, like, I think your natural reaction, you know, the online reaction has been, well, this is kind of ridiculous. And it does make him seem a bit precious. But actually, when you bury into the detail, he's from a very poor background, and he actually looks after, or at least was looking after at that time, lots of his family members. And I think he was just insecure. He didn't want
to
protect what he'd got, because he was looking after his family. That's how I think he saw it.
But you're right, it's not romantic at all.
It's not romantic at all. And he's in the new film Blockers that I saw last night. And it's...
Is it good?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, he's excellent. Now on to a study that finds delaying the start time for middle schools could help kids to learn. Researchers say middle school-age children are naturally wired to stay up later than is appropriate for an 8 a.m. start time. So the recommendation from this study is that kids start at 8:37, which, for reasons I don't quite understand, would give them an average of 17 minutes additional sleep per night.
Yes. Well, because they're not, they're still going to the to bed at the same time
yeah.
the night before, meaning a later start time, they would just sleep a little bit later, and that extra 17 yeah. minutes or whatever is yeah. supposed to improve their focus. The only downside to this that I see is, as a parent, being able to take your kid to school in the morning, that might mess up the transportation or whatnot.
I like the idea that eventually comes out that the people behind this study were, in fact, middle school students.
Of course.
We've done it, we've conducted a study, and our conclusion is, we need a lion.
So is that how you say sleep in the UK?
Yeah, okay, right.
Got it. Just checking. Now to a heartwarming story. A man in desperate need for a kidney got one from someone he hadn't seen in 50 years. This is incredible. Kenneth Walker made a last attempt and reached out to his 1969 graduating class with an email that had the subject line, a request for life.
Sweet.
Well, just 15 minutes later, Charlie Ball responded, and he said, I will call the hospital in the AM. I pray that you get what you need.
Yeah,
so Charlie called the hospital, decided to donate a kidney. The kidney was a match. Now they're both recovering, and just an incredible story.
This guy was staring at death. Like, he needed the donation. He needed yeah. the transplant. But Charlie said that he lives by the quote, it's in giving that we receive.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah. What a good guy. He also said another quote that gave me goosebumps. Because, you know, kidney disease is personally very important to me because it's very prevalent in my family.
Okay.
So I read this quote and I just got goosebumps everywhere. Charlie said, God gave me two kidneys. Now I don't have to wonder why.
Yeah. It's almost laziness we're getting in the way. The idea of going through the whole operation.
It's a lot.
And most of us just, we like to think we could do it and we just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And he did.
It's a lot and he did.
Yeah, it's an astonishing thing.
Andrea Robinson from Fox 10 in Phoenix brings you this week's life hacks. Hey, Andrea, what do you have for us this week?
Thanks, Kristen. All right, the first life hack, this one is for the ladies. A perfect shaved leg. Yes, I'm going there. All natural, too. A simple scrub, granulated sugar mixed with olive oil. Slather it on your legs, let it sit, shave it off, and then rinse, and you will have perfectly smooth legs. Next, for all my coffee lovers, how about bitterless coffee? Nobody likes bitter coffee anyway. Before you make it, put the coffee in the coffee filter, sprinkle a bit of salt, and that will take away the bitterness as it brews. Last but not least, a perfect at-home facial, or the start of one. Sparkling water goes a long way. Pour it in a big bowl, dip your face in it, kind of splash it around, wash like normal, apply your moisturizer, and you will have a perfect fresh face. That's this week's life hacks. Kristen, back to you.
A spa day at home. I like the sound of that. Thanks, Andrea. Now let's get to a recent survey that found almost 30% of people lose their keys at least once a week. And the time spent searching caused most respondents to miss appointments or arrive late to work, which is why we've got today's top 30 deal, the KeySmart Pro with Tile Smart Location. Unlike other trackers, this device works everywhere. Simply use the Tile app to locate the keys on a map or make your keys play a tune so you can find them faster. The battery lasts 3 months and can be easily recharged with the included mini USB cable. It's customizable and has a handy flashlight. The KeySmart Pro with Tile Smart Location retails for as much as $130. But today you can buy it for just $39. That's about a 70% discount. And you can get this right now at top30deals.com while they last.
San Francisco 49ers defensive back Don Jones is a big guy with a big heart. The 27-year-old returned to his home county in Alabama to take 18-year-old Lindsay Preston to her prom. Lindsay has Down syndrome, and Don's family has known her for a while because his mother taught her in elementary school. Don said, anything I can do to make some kids smile, I would be more than willing to do. And he did just that. He danced the night away with all the students, and Lindsay's mom said, he made everybody feel special. He's in his second season with the 49ers and is currently recovering from an ACL sprain, but it is unrelated to his dance moves.
It's a sweet story.
Yeah, it is. Fire departments have largely been dominated by men, but that's a stat Montreal is trying to change. The Canadian city says white men currently make up 97% of their fire departments, and they're hoping to double the number of female and minority firefighters over the next 4 years in an effort to diversify. The deputy director said they're working hard to attract women and minorities to the recruitment schools.
This career path does not have a very high value compared to others, and we want to really try and change that in different cultural communities.
Of the 2,360 members currently on the force, women make up only 1.2%. And only 1% are visible minorities. Overall, the number of female firefighters is low in Canada, sitting at around 2.7%. The United States sits at about 7%. Either way you look at it, those are staggeringly low numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, here's what's coming up on our next show. A new study uncovered a surprising fact about divorce. It's contagious. Plus, a mansion owned by Billy Joel is hitting the market, and a Canadian vet had to get creative to treat her smallest patient ever. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe, have a marvelous day.